Today on Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas, we have a small sample of the larger lesson which is coming tomorrow. These lessons are in the Framework series. They are all about taking more detailed, intricate, and complex doctrines and building upon the framework that was established in the Basic series. The intent is to greatly expand your knowledge and appreciation of the intricacy and the beauty of God's holy word.
What are the three features of evil that are the most commonly held features by unbelievers? We use the story of Ahura Mazda and the Zoroastrianism, their view of evil, and also the example of evolution, which those two stories hold the same concepts. First of all, that evil has no beginning. Okay, think about this. We really have to think about that statement. Evil has no beginning. It's just always been there. It always has been, it always is, and it always will be. Okay, that's a feature of evolution. It's a feature of ancient paganism. Okay, second feature, man is a victim of evil. See, if it didn't have a beginning, I mean, how could we be the cause of it? See, couldn't be anything I did. I'm just a victim, right? It's that whole victim mentality. And that's the mentality that Adam and Eve had when they fell. Adam said, well, if you hadn't given me this woman. And the woman said, well, it was the serpent. You know, so it's always just, I'm just a victim. I'm not responsible. And that is the pagan view of evil. I mean, nobody wants to be responsible for that. So they just pass the buck and say, well, I'm just a victim. You know, my mommy dropped me on my head. It's in my genes. You know, whatever. Okay, it's always some sob story about woe is me. Okay? It's not my fault. Okay, that is a feature of evil that unbelievers hold to. And then lastly, evil is normal. Just accept it. Just accept the evil and move on. Okay. So then I've asked us all to draw the unbelieving diagram of good and evil. And this is just a visual depiction of what we just said. See, evil has no beginning. See, it's from eternity to eternity. Okay. Inside that, we become a victim, and therefore what? It's just normal. It's just normal. Just accept it. You know? Just accept it that lions tear up gazelles, rip them to shreds. Just accept it. Just accept it when the wolves come down and eat all your chickens, kill your dog. Just accept it. It's just part of the life. Okay? Just accept when somebody murders somebody else. You know, one time we used to live in Fredericksburg, and there's tons of deer around there. There's like 200,000 deer in the county. Only 25,000 people, so 8-to-1 ratio. Everybody hit a deer, okay? Everybody. I hit multiple deer, okay, with my car. But one day he said, you know, why is it that when a man dies, they don't take him and throw him on the side of the road like they do a deer? It's kind of perceptive. We would shudder if anybody took a human and just threw him on the dead body on the side of the road. But we see deer all over the place. You just drag them off the road and they just decay, right? Something intrinsic to man recognizes the difference between man and the difference with animals. See, we're not just animals. See, they can tell you all day long in school, evolution and, you know, are descended from the ape and blah, 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 blah. But in the real world, nobody functions like that. Nobody. What's that old story about the guy who went to hunt another man? It was the greatest hunt. Remember that old story? Why do we shudder at that? Well, because, I mean, that's murder. But killing a deer isn't murder. See, people fundamentally, generally know these things. Okay, if they didn't, they just treat man and animals all the same. Okay, we should just accept it. It's normal. Okay, that's the whole picture of good and evil in paganism. But now we look at the three features of the biblical view of evil, point four. And look, in our diagram, you can go ahead and drop down to five, right? You can see that evil has a beginning. Because there was a time at creation when everything was just very good. There wasn't any suffering. There was no tears. There was no killing. Okay? If you ate a plant, by the way, did you kill it? No. See, God gave them every green plant for food. They weren't killing anything. That's because, again, they're not alive. Okay? They don't have blood in them. No life. Okay? That's why he gave that to eat. Okay? Now, so everything's very good, okay? Then we see that there's a time when evil begins at the fall. So man is responsible for evil. I hear something. Somebody's phone. Okay. Man is responsible for evil. See, this is the Romans 5:12. This is our memory verse, right? Just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sin. Okay? So man is responsible for evil. That's when evil began. Okay? And then what does that mean? Third point. That means evil is not normal. That's why we recoil at it. That's why we recoil when we see someone in pain or suffering or hurting. We should be shocked at that. It's not normal. I gave you a quote from a guy who said, to watch a human being decay is one of the most terrifying things that a human can watch. That's why we don't leave human bodies on the side of the road. It would be terrifying. So this is a very different model of good and evil compared to what unbelievers have held historically. So number six, let's look at the unbelieving diagram of good and evil again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. If you're interested in learning about the foundational doctrines and themes of the Bible that gave rise to this series, then season one of this podcast is for you on the basics. Additional material can be found on our website at beyondthewalls-ministry.com. If you found this information useful and helpful in your spiritual walk, then please consider rating this podcast in your favorite podcast player. And until next time, we hope you're living by the fruit of the Spirit.